Chatting with Cherubs.
Hello and welcome back to Chatting with Cherubs. It's episode 68. I'm Morgan Rees and I'm here with the amazing, the wonderful
Josh Jones.
Hello, Josh Jones. How are you?
I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah. If we have to set up 101 things that get this working, and it just wasn't either of our days.
No, today's just nothing wrong is even. I went climbing with Jenna, and yeah. I said to her, I was like, just to let you know, I'm a bit irritable today. Mm-hmm. I just am. Like, yeah, and it was nice, it was pleasant, but I don't know what. I just feel like there was a rage inside me today where I just can't be fucked with anyone or anything.
I tell you, speaking of someone that's had anger management, where do you feel your anger?
In my chest, I think. Like, I'm like, ugh! But then also, I'm not really a moody person.
I wouldn't say at all.
I'll have like one day, like, once every 6 weeks, maybe, where just for no reason, no one's done anything. And the thing is, like, I don't think I'm being rude. I was when we set this up, I wasn't rude to you. I mean, it wasn't great, but I was like, ugh. I was just moaning about everything.
Yeah.
And then, but I feel like with you, it's fine.
Because if you were
in a mood with, we're close enough where we can be like, ugh. But, like, do you know, while I was out and about today, obviously, I was still, like, in my head. I just had to consciously be like, no one's fault. It's no one's fault you're in a mood, so don't be rude. Oh, so I just was...
That goes through my head all the time. I get that.
So I had to be aware of, like, don't take it out on other people. Because sometimes it's so easy to just... But, yeah, so I don't know. No one's done anything to me today.
Do you know
setting up a Monzo account that were fucking me off. Just little shit getting to me.
I'm the king of little shit trumping me. If I lose my key, if I don't know where my keys are, I am the most furious person, because just something so small means that all your plans are cancelled. And I can't get into my car. I can't drive because I can't find a little bit of metal. I go bonkers.
Yeah, it's just, losing the key. When I lose my key, I don't get angry. I get panicky, like, no.
Yeah.
But today I feel angry at myself for being angry. And then I feel guilty about it.
You're in that cycle then. You're just self-perpetuating anger. I totally get it. I used to feel it in my head. I used to feel like that my brain was just a cavern of different tunnels and someone just poured cement into it. That's what how anger feels in my brain.
But now I've got a night off tonight. I'm not gigging tonight, which I'm happy about, because if I was to get heckled tonight, I think I'd
just... Josh got cancelled.
I'd get violent, yeah. Just jump off stage and scissor kick them in the head.
And you've got previous.
Did you hear, I'm not going to say the name, but I know, did you hear of a comedian, lovely comedian, years ago, I remember this, like, went to shake someone's hand and they, like, kind of went to pull him off stage when he went to shake the hand. So he had to punch him.
That's so funny. Imagine that.
I know.
Going back to your partner going, how was the gig last night? Well,
he's a really nice guy as well. So he's not like a violent person in any way.
Well, when I started in Bristol, there was a promoter that nameless, but they were famous for not paying. But they were known for, okay, when they were a bit tight, they would MC. And one time when they were MC and someone heckled him and they got such a big laugh that he headbutted them.
Oh my God. He headbutted the audience member.
He headbutted the audience member.
That's so good. I love it. That.
Oh, you think that's funny? What about this? Boom.
I'm guessing he's not still a promoter if he doesn't pay people.
No, he's and the headbutting.
Well, there was a quite a big place get closed down. Well, I don't know if they closed. Have you seen in London?
Yo, yes.
Yeah.
No, I think they're still going, you know?
Oh, are they? Do you know what? I'll be so sad because they have really good bagels.
They also do a good pot of tea during the day.
Yeah, obviously they do like comedy and it's a comedy. Oh, yeah,
go there
club.
For the comedy. I think that's why they're struggling.
But I love a salmon and cream cheese bagel. And there's no other comedy club in the UK that does a salmon and cream cheese bagel. So
maybe for good reason, actually.
I know. Maybe it's not the best business idea, is it? Maybe that's why they're not staying open. But I loved it. I love a bagel.
I've never known this about you and bagels.
I love a bagel. Years ago, at the Bagel Factory, they were a guy.
That's
who...
made up, surely. Is that a shop?
A shop, the Bagel Factory.
Oh, so I thought you meant that you just went to a factory that made bagels.
No,
it's a shop. Like the card factory.
It's a bagel shop. The Bagel Factory.
Phew, I thought you just went. I thought you loved bagels so much you went straight to the source.
I went on a tour. Yeah, I went on a tour. They're like, I think they're a chain. I don't think they're
Fairs.
So they used to do hash browns, but they don't anymore. But anyway, the meal deal was like a bagel, hash brown, and a drink, which I think is a fucking great meal deal.
Yeah, it was great.
But I used to go to this bagel place. And this was back in my Twinkie days. I literally weighed about fucking 3 stone. I was nothing on me. Early 20s.
That's my toxic trait thinking back to then.
Yeah, and I thought I was like the fucking bee's knees. I thought I was the same. Listen, when I was like 21 with like literally 0% body fat, I was just nothing on me. I used to walk around like, bitch, you can't stop me. I own this place. I'm Kate Moss. I loved it. But there was a guy who worked in the bagel factory who on multiple occasions gave me a free bagel.
Ooh,
he
wow.
wanted a piece of this.
He wanted your bagel.
Yeah. Now I'm 31. I think if some guy flirted with me by giving me a free bagel, I would just cry out of happiness. I've been noticed. I'm not a ghost walking amongst this earth.
That's so funny, isn't it? The things that like stick with you. I remember once there's a pasty shop in Bristol called Parsons, and someone gave me a free sausage roll.
Yeah,
and it was.
They just wanted a piece.
Yeah, they were, and it was like because I remember that it was just after lockdown, so they had a mask on, so they just gave me a wink, and I was like, oh my god, thank you.
Yeah, honestly, if I have grandkids when I'm in my 90s, I'm gonna be sitting those grandkids down and be like, listen, everybody wanted a piece of granddad back in the day. I had three bagels being thrown at me. Weekly, everyone wanted a slice.
Chatting with Cherubs.
It is an exclusive to the podcast because I haven't told the boyfriend this because I thought he'd be annoyed. in the fact that I went to go and meet mates at a pub on Saturday to watch the rugby, and the bar staff gave me free drink because they thought I was pretty.
That's nice.
I know. I sort of went back to the table. So I was doing a round, and they were like, "Oh no, your one's free because we all think you're hot." And I was like, "Oh my god, thank you so much, everybody!" And thank the Lord, someone else was there to see it.
Where was it? Was it a gay club?
No, just a pub.
Ah,
just a pub in the city in London. Turns out it was a Saturday, and someone sent me the pin, and I went, you're in the city. You're actually the Gherkin. Why the hell are you there for? And it turns out it's really quiet because obviously no one's going for a pint in the city on the weekend.
Well, I used to go for pints in London city centre all the time.
No, in the city. So, like, the financial district.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't go there. I've never been there.
But yeah, no,
I can't. I can't fucking count what we're going to be doing in the fair.
Look, I know it's it was mad, and I was like, I got free drinks everywhere, and everyone was like, wow. I mean, it's so funny. I've done so many things, but that was the thing that got their attention was the free drink.
Oh God, yeah. So one of my favourite bars in Manchester, which I'm not going to say because...
Yeah, I'm with you. I get what you mean.
Because it's not that... It doesn't... Yeah, it gets busy, but even on a Friday, Saturday night, you can still find a seat. So is it so selfish that... I'm not spreading the word. Anyway, yeah, no, so...
I have that for good writing spots.
Yeah, like, I'm not... This is my haven. I don't want fucking people going there. Anyway... But when I was in there a couple of months ago, one of the guys who worked there gave me like free drinks, did two rounds for free for me. Because he was a heterosexual. He wasn't flirting. It was more like, oh, he saw me on, TV.
Oh, God. Oh, what's
that
like?
TV. You see me do a bit of telly. So then he gave me a free couple of drinks, which is great, and I'm real grateful. But now I feel awkward because I just love that pub in general, and I don't want him to think I keep coming in because I want more free drinks. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I just like that pub. But, yeah. Well, you know what it's like to do a bit of telly because you've just done your first ever TV thing.
Yes, I have. We can't say what it is just yet, I don't think. But yeah, I did my first telly thing. Got picked up by an Addison Lee.
It wasn't a Mercedes then.
Didn't get a Mercedes, sorry.
Because it was your first telly thing yesterday.
Yeah.
So then we were on the phone beforehand, obviously. And my advice was just enjoy it because you get picked up in a car. I love it. You get picked up in... That wasn't me farting. That was my bench.
Josh was so excited and happy about telly. He farted.
No, you get picked up in a car. Honestly, I feel like Mariah Carey. You got an Addison Lee, which is all right. It's just, but it's like... a taxi, really. Sometimes you get picked up. I've done some telly where they pick you up in like a Mercedes with a chauffeur with a suit on and everything, and they get the door for you. And I'm like, yes, I love it. And there's three bottles of water in the back of the car.
Oh, I didn't get any of that.
But to be honest, that TV show that you did, I've done, and they don't pay you. Because also, you'd think, oh, TV, like buckets of money. But now you've done it, you're like, oh, you thought it'd be a bit more.
Yep. I put it this way. In the morning, I dropped my car off at the garage, needs a service, little light popped on. And then Josh called me because some of the questions changed last minute. I think I can say it's questions. And so I was like, oh, Josh was like, don't worry. I loved how much you've given. The one that stuck with me, you went, Morgan, it's our wedding day.
Yeah, well, this is our, for me, like, I love when, because you always get comedians who are like, oh, why are you bothered about telly? Like, no one watches telly anymore. It's like, I love it because it's a good day out, basically. It's my wedding day. I get picked up in a car. You get literally unlimited, like, Diet Coke or whatever.
That is the one.
And then there's a big basket full of sweets that is all yours. And I remember once when my agent walked into my dressing room and I was literally just emptying like this basket of sweets into my bag and like emptying the mini fridge and just putting it on. And my agent was like, Josh, you can't take all of it. And I was like, oh, okay. And I pretended to put some back and then when he left, I put it all back in. Okay. I love it.
Oh.
Fridge, and I do like to empty that mini fridge. Maybe that's why I've not done telly in a while.
all those mini fridges you've got.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm like, right, get fucking, because you know I live for a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
So I'm just like filling filling it with Diet Coke. And then also, a lot of the times, when they, because they give you food, at the studios you was at, was it just the canteen food?
Possibly. I got an option of a peri-peri chicken or something vegetarian, so I'm assuming canteen. Yeah. It was there quick.
Because, yeah, that's in them. But other studios, some other studios, they have menus of, like, Pizza Express, Nando's or Chiquitos or whatever, and whatever's close to them, and they send someone out to get you like a free Pizza Express. I love it. It's me, but yeah. I want to film. I've not filmed any telly all of 2024.
Yeah, it was only March.
I know. I don't know why I've been in such a diva about it, but I just love
And you've got a big telly thing.
Yeah, to be fair, I have got telly booked in. Anyway, Joe, I just love it. And I said to you, I was like, just soak this in. This is your day. You're going to get so much free stuff. I know I should have been trying to give advice about, you know, the show. You know what you're doing.
Yeah, it was just funny, your advice. You were just going, I thought you were going to say, like, make sure you face the audience, not just the host. Make sure you actually interact. Make sure you give them three loads of answers so there's always something in the edit. The advice you gave was don't take everything from the green room because your agent gets mad.
Yeah, but I mainly was just like, just enjoy it. It's your day.
Yeah, I loved it.
And I was like, just make sure, because, you know, people are running about giving you stuff. It's fucking great.
Do you want to hear something I actually did? They said in the research call beforehand, they were like, well, I tell you what, Morgan, so just bring a different variety of outfits and we'll press them for you. So I couldn't be asked ironing, so I just took all my clothes. I pretended that was going to be my options.
Yeah, I've done that. I've had clothes that I remember I were doing a telly thing, and then the day after I had a night out, I think with you maybe.
Yeah.
And I also took my clothes for the night out so they would iron it for me. But I didn't tell them that. No, I was like, I've not made my mind up yet.
You've got jeans and a Ralphie and a black tux. So which one is it?
But to be fair, you do have to give them a lot of options.
You do.
Yeah, you have to take like three options. And then they, did you choose the final option or did they choose?
They did. I took my, little exclusive. I'm wearing my Hugo Boss suit, a black shirt that I wore in Paris, and Cuban heels.
Yeah, that's so good.
I was worried it was too smart, but I think I'll come out all right.
Guys, I go on telly in jumpers after.
Yeah, I know.
I literally spent like £12 on ASOS. I'm like, let's have it.
Yeah. The fairness, I already had this from Eurovision.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that suit, the navy one.
Yeah, really fun. It was such a fun show. Everyone was lovely. The crew, though... I think it was the gayest crew I think I've everyone there seemed to be gay. It wasn't like a queer show. And if anything, it's something that you would assume the opposite of. And then so you're just going, wow. So, and you just go, oh, it's television.
Yeah, there are loads of gays in telly, isn't there? Yeah. In buckets full.
Other than us too.
I know. I would like more.
Yeah.
But I do just like it more for the day out.
Yeah.
I don't wear makeup, like you don't wear makeup. So having someone put makeup on you, honestly, I'm like, oh my God, I'm Bette Midler. I am Bette Midler. I love it.
I wish I was in the chair for longer because obviously the women in there for ages. And
you just get five minutes.
Yeah, I want to be pampered like that.
Yeah. A lot of waiting about, a lot of alone time, waiting around in a dressing room on your own.
Yeah.
But I normally just walk about. Say hello to people.
Really?
Yeah. Chatting with Cherubs.
I watched an episode of Made in Heaven. Have you seen Made in Heaven?
Is it a cake shop show?
No, it is a an Indian show in English, but it's about a. It's so good. It's amazing. So it's really queer, but it's also it's about a wedding planning business in India.
Oh, so is it not? Oh, it's a scripted thing, not it's a scripted like a reality thing. Show.
It's really good, and it's really sort of because the boyfriend's Indian, so he's like, it's really challenging a lot of challenging a lot of issues, a lot of problematic issues they have currently in the country, aka a lot of like sort of like men's attitudes to women, attitudes to queer
is it
people.
On Netflix?
It's on Amazon. It's so good.
Oh, and they have, I might give it a watch.
And there's a trans lead as well. And I think they handle her story really well.
Oh, I'll give it a watch. I've just been watching fucking Friends. Do you know what? Like, all that, because they've been busy and I've got a load of stuff on. I've just had something on that is just something and now, do you know what I mean?
No, I totally get you.
And I'm also redoing all the Marvel films.
It's comforting, so, isn't it? Oh, yeah. I saw your Chris Hemsworth post.
Do you know what? Can I just say? So back when those films came out, that's when I was living like my, trying to shag as many posh boys as possible.
Yeah.
And like, and now I'm not asked about posh boys. So like a rugged bloke with a beard who's tall, that's why, not you. Like a tall I'm joking.
You fucking cunt.
But like a rugged bloke.
Yeah.
Like now I really understand it. I really get it. But now I've like, yeah. I like beards.
Yeah, they're fun. I got great work. Yeah, who would you go then? Okay, Chris Hemsworth or, plays Ant-Man.
Well, years ago it would have been Paul Rudd. Now it'd be Chris Hemsworth.
Okay, yeah. Chris Hemsworth or Captain America?
Chris Hemsworth. Okay. I don't think you're going to beat him. Oh, actually, do you know who we have a weird thing for? Hawkeye. Do you know the guy with the bow and arrow? I don't know why I find him to fit as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, Hawkeye or Captain America?
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye or Falcon?
Hawkeye. Captain America and stuff is too pretty for me, Chris Evans. I mean, don't get me wrong. If he had his dick out in my room, I would, I would entertain it with my mouth and my bumhole. He's not like me. Chris Hemsworth, I think, is like fit because he just seems a bit rugged and he's funny as well. Like,
yeah, he is funny. Really funny.
And I think that Hawkeye has got a few sarcastic lines.
Oh, what but, about...
Because I've been... What? Can I ask you some questions?
Yes, hit me.
I've been watching Friends. Have you rewatched it recently?
Not for a little while, no.
It's so, like, it's a classic, obviously. And I know when it came on Netflix a couple of years ago, all the Gen Z people were like, well, this isn't aged well or whatever. But, you're like, you know, it was of a time. I still find it really funny. It's just comforting because like, I grew up with that show, do you know what I mean?
No, I totally get you.
But I do think Ross really, it doesn't come across... Nowhere near as well now.
Oh, really?
Ross, out of all of them, I'm like, fucking hell, Ross is like a red flag. Just a walking red. I mean, like...
Give me an example.
So when I was watching this the other day, I was like, when Rachel and him break up, do you know, we were on a break sort of thing, right? So bear in mind, he basically just cheated. They didn't really fully break up and he did basically cheat on her, in my opinion. So then she finds out, blah, blah, blah. They have an argument and then he invites them all round to his one night and then Rachel's like, oh, do you want to do this? And they're like, sorry, we've got plans with Ross. And she was like, fair enough, go do your plans. Then she goes, oh, I can take us all skiing this weekend. Do you want to go skiing?
Oh, that sounds nice.
And then Ross goes, what are you doing this weekend? And like, oh, we're all going skiing with Rachel. And then he's straight away, he was like, oh, my first weekend away, and he's going skiing. I'm like, don't fucking guilt trip your friends. Very guilt trippy. I think a lot of it, manipulative. Yeah, very, very that. Like, and it was more, I don't know why I've never noticed it, but I was like, oh, I don't like that. But his character's still funny and you can laugh at him being neurotic. But I think if he was a real person in my friendship group, I would cut him out of my friendship group because I think he's quite problematic.
Who would be the next to go?
Because
they're all quite... I wouldn't say any of them were particularly toxic, are they, really?
No. And it was just of a time. It was more of a time. But I do think Ross was like... I don't think Ross was a good... I don't know. He's my least favourite friend. My favourite's Phoebe, then Chandler.
Yeah. I used to have such a big crush on Monica. I thought Monica was gorgeous.
Do you know Chandler and Joey were the better looking, both better looking than Ross, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I think for the first three seasons, maybe four, Chandler was the hottest by far. And then Joey kind of shone.
Yeah, he did shone. Yeah.
Chatting with Cherubs.
All right, Josh, we are coming towards the end now, only because we've got this, can't take this call at 5. I'm so sorry. But Josh, anything to plug?
There'll be a couple of tour dates left in May. I've got like 4 dates, and then that's it for this tour. It's done.
Yes, and if you're in Australia, go and see Josh as well.
Oh yeah, I'm going to Australia, matey, for a whole fucking month, matey.
Oh, I miss you, mate.
Ah, crock-a-doodle-doo.
Crock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
That's all right. And myself, you've heard it before. I'm on tour May and June. Find out all the dates on my website all over the UK and Ireland. Fingers crossed we'll do some international dates as well. Please don't get in contact with the podcast, chattingwithcherubs@gmail.com. And also, we are moving into a possibly new direction with the podcast as well. We're just getting a couple bits more of equipment, and then fingers crossed. Ooh, exciting times. AKA, I think we'll tell you the format, but there'll be a lot more on Patreon. But otherwise, guys, thank you so much for listening. We drop episodes every Thursday. It's been a delight to speak to you. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Chatting with Cherubs.